Hi, this is Tracy, and tonight I'm going to read from the Psychopath Free book, which is written by Jackson McKenzie. And I cannot tell you how much I love this book, and I strongly encourage you to read it. I am going to read you a paragraph from the book, and it's a question that comes up to my subscribers and people that I encounter on support groups. And we start to wonder, am I a psychopath? And this is what Jackson says in Psychopath Free. Am I a sociopath? Too often, survivors come to the very discerning conclusion that they might be a psychopath. After months of studying the topic and thinking about the experience, I think it's only natural that you begin to question yourself and your own good nature. It's a nasty topic, even addictive at times, when your mind constantly bounces back to psychopathy. It's normal that your knowledge is clear to everyone in your life, including yourself. I've come up with several reasons why you are probably not a psychopath. Because the last thing you need during this healing process is some nagging doubt that you're evil. You don't need this worry. And here's the key word, worry. Psychopaths would never worry about this. And moreover, they just don't care. You're scared because you've seen psychopathy as the root of all evil. But they don't see their disorder as this terrible sickness that it is. They see it as a strength. They believe their lack of conscience makes them superior. Do you think like that? I'm going to guess not. So here are the main reasons why you're probably asking this question. Number one, your psychopath made you feel this way. Throughout the relationship, the psychopath projects their flaws onto you. They call you needy, jealous, clingy, controlling, evil, crazy. And you may start to believe you actually act this way. But let me ask you this. Have you ever felt that way in a normal relationship or friendship? Do you feel that way around you constant? No. What is the common denominator here? The above behaviors are all characteristics of psychopathy that only exhibit them when you're around this person. And it's no coincidence that these traits slowly disappear as you spend more time away from them. Victims tend to absorb all the problems in a relationship, believing that they can forgive and understand in order to save the perfect idealization phase. When you do this, you end up absorbing many of the psychopath's most horrible flaws, causing to believe that you actually have those traits. After the identity erosion and grand finale, it's only natural to feel disgusted with yourself and this behavior. But you haven't been yourself. You become a receptacle for the psychopath's poison. But with time and no contact, you will begin to see that you don't display any of these characteristics when you're not around them. In fact, you seem to be more gentle, empathetic, and compassionate, closer to your most genuine self. This is the real you. Number two, your personality type. There's an old saying that goes, don't believe everything you think. This is extremely important to remember in the aftermath of a grand finale. Most survivors tend to share a variety of common personality traits, two of them being open-minded, susceptible to suggestions. These two qualities are actually great strengths and they can cause problems if you don't introspect a bit to learn to control them. The issue is, when you ask yourself, am I a psychopath? Your open mind will actually entertain the idea. And that's because there aren't any rational reason to believe that you're a psychopath. It's just because you have an open mind. That's it. When your mind suggests something to you, you listen. And sometimes you just need to teach yourself to laugh it off at this ridiculous notion. Unfortunately, many survivors also tend to be very open to suggestions that they themselves are awful and closed off to suggestions that someone else might be awful. As you recover and begin to return to a saner place, you should stop seeing yourself in such a negative light and start recovering your perspective. This means you adopt more of the I'm okay, you're okay mentality instead of the toxic I'm not okay, you're okay. That dominated most of your relationship. So, just remember that you have an open mind and are likely to be much more susceptible to hypnosis and suggestions other than your personality types. Be aware of this and learn how to use it. Along these lines, depression can also be coloring your view. During depression, negative thoughts find a way to stay in your mind by convincing your brain that they are more important than positive thoughts. Just like a virus, depression develops survival mechanisms so that you can remain depressed. It convinces you that your positive thoughts are just delusions and ignorance, but your negative thoughts are running crazy in your mind and they're not real. Your brain is playing tricks on you. You are not a psychopath. You have boundaries. Abusers happily cheat, lie, verbally assault, manipulate, confuse, and ignore others. But survivors often find that when they are trying to react firmly and stand up to this abuse, they're immediately left ending feeling bad. Let go of this inner turmoil. Having boundaries is what makes you healthy. Intentional and remorselessly harming someone else is what makes them an abuser. I'm going to skip just to a few of the other bullets and a little bit about them, but there's a lot more in this book, The Psychopath Free by Jackson McKenzie. Number 4, you've experienced this relationship cycle for yourself. Psychopathic relationships have a tried and true pattern: idealize, devalue, discard. Every single time. They're not the only one who cycles through that series. You experience the phases too. The difference is in this order. You idealize them more than you idealize anyone else in your life. Then you are discarded, left broken and alone to pick up the pieces. And finally, you begin to devalue yourself. Then finally, you begin to devalue them as you learn about psychopathy. Number 5, your empathy is completely destabilized. You will feel empty and numb for long periods of time. That is the nature of psychopathic recovery. But numbness does not equal psychopath. It means your emotions were trampled on and manipulated, and it's going to take a little while for them to come back. Yes, emotionally numb, that is the way of the life. Number 6, you have a heightened sense of understanding evil. A lot of survivors once walked through this world believing that all people had the same good in them, and the psychopath served as a nasty wake-up call to your blissful ignorance. As you learn more about this, you will learn more about human nature. You will understand how and why you were tricked and how they played on your greatest insecurities. They love bombed you, how they set off a chemical addiction. These are the reasons that Jackson McKenzie has pointed out as to why we are not a psychopath.